Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Wagons West, Volume 2, Nebraska, by Dana Fuller Ross, performed by Phil Giganti. The daring trail of the men and women of Wagons West as they crossed the Great Plains toward a new era in America. Chapter 1. Heavy clouds, thick, black, and ominous, blew eastward from the Rocky Mountains across the Great Plains wilderness, obscuring the moon and stars. The ground was still warm from the early autumn sun that had shone down on Missouri the previous day, but the night air was cool. A white mist, as impenetrable as a bale of cotton, rose from the broad waters of the Great Missouri River, bathing the area in a blanket of swirling mists. High on the bluffs of the eastern bank of the river, a short distance from the frontier village of Independence, Missouri, stood the symbols of the future, covered wagons arranged in a circle. Within the scores of wagons, hundreds of men, women, and children were asleep. Some had begun their journey in the east and had been joined by others along the way in a daring and unique venture. They were the first pioneers who were blazing a path across the country to Oregon and to the Pacific Ocean. Inside the circle, the horses and oxen were asleep, too, as were the dogs. There seemed to be nothing to fear. Independence was a sturdy little community of ranch owners and farmers, people who took the law into their own hands when necessary, because no other law existed at this remote outpost. Bloodshed was not unknown, but violence occurred infrequently. No one in the wagon train heard the two boats.